Jai Mahabhishekena Sobhishikto Dhiradvibhu Panchavancha Shatamidhyaya Gangaya Manuvajibhi Mamateyam Purodhaya Yamuna Manucha Prabhu Ashta Shaptati Midhyasvyasvan Babandha Pratadad Basu Bharatasya Hi Daushmantir Agni Shachi Gune Chitaha Sahasram Bad Basau Yasmin Brahmanaga Vibhejade chant one, the first one. Ladies, okay, anyone do the word meetings here? I'll just do them. Chakram, the marks of Krishna's disc. Dakshina haste, on the palm of the right hand. Asya, of him, Bharata. Padmakosha, the mark of the whorl of the lotus. Asya, of him, Padayo, on the soles of the feet. EJ, worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maha Abhishekena, by grand Vedic ritualistic ceremony. Sa, Himarj Bharat, Abhishekta, being promoted. Adirat, to the topmost position of a ruler. Vibhu, the master of everything. Pancha Pancha Shata, 55, Medhyai, fit for sacrifices. Gangaya Manu, from the mouth of the Ganga to the source. Vajibhi, with horses. Mamateyam, the great sage Bhrigu. Purodhyaya, making him the great priest. Yamunam, on the bank of Yamuna. Anu, in regular order. Cha, also. Prabhu, the supreme master, Maharaj Bharat. Ashta Saptati, 78, Medhya Ashvan. Horses fit for sacrifice. Bambanda, he bound. Pradadat, gave in charity. Basu, riches. Bharatasya, of Maharaj Bharat. He, indeed, Dosmante, the son of Maharaj Dushmanta. Agni, the sacrificial fire. Shachigune, on an excellent site. Chitta, established. Sahasram, thousands. Budvasha, by the number of one budva. Equals 13,084. Yasmin, in which sacrifices. Brahmana, all the Brahmanas present. Ga, the cows. Bibe Jade, receive their respective share. Translation. Maharaj Bharata, the son of Dushmanta, had the mark of Lord Krishna's disc on the palm of his right hand. He had the mark of a lotus whorl on the soles of his feet. By worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead with a grand ritualistic ceremony, he became the emperor and master of the entire world. Then, under the priesthood of Mamateya, Bhrigu Muni, he performed 55 horse sacrifices on the bank of the Ganga, beginning from its mouth and ending at its source, and 78 horse sacrifices on the bank of the Yamuna, beginning from the confluence at Prayag, ending at the source. He established a sacrificial fire on an excellent site, and has distributed great wealth to the Brahmanas. Indeed, he distributed so many cows that each of thousands of Brahmanas had one budva, 13,084, as his share. Purport. As indicated here by the word Doshmanti Ragni Sachi Gune Chita, Bharata, the son of Maharaj Dushmanta, arranged for many ritualistic ceremonies all over the world, especially all over India on the banks of the Ganga and Yamuna, from the mouth to the source, and all such sacrifices were performed in very distinguished places. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Yagyarta Kamananyatra Lokoryam Karma Bandhana, work done as sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise work binds one to the material world. This material world, everyone should engage in the performance of yajna, or the sacrificial fire. Yajna and the sacrificial fire should be ignited everywhere, the entire purpose being to make people happy, prosperous, and progressive in spiritual life. Of course, these things were possible before the beginning of Kali Yuga because there were qualified brahmanas who could perform such yajna. For the present, however, the Brahma Vaivarta Purana enjoins ya astamedam gavalambam sanyasam palapaitrikam devarena sutotpattim kalao panchabibarjayat. In this age of Kali, five acts are forbidden: offering a horse in sacrifice, offering a cow in sacrifice, accepting the order of sannyas, offering oblations of flesh to forefathers, and begetting children and the wife of one's brother. In this age, such yajnas as asamated yajna and gomade yajna are impossible to perform because there are neither sufficient riches nor qualified brahmanas. This verse says, Mamateyam Purodaya. Maharaj Bharat engaged the son of Mamata, Bhrigu Muni, to take charge of performing this yajna. Now, however, such brahmanas are impossible to find. Therefore, shastras recommend, Yajyaya Sankirtana Prayaya Jantihi Sumedasa. Those who are intelligent should perform a Sankirtan Yajna inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnavaram Krishakrishnam Sangapang Ashtaparshadam Yajna Sankirtanam Prayaya Jantihi Sumedasa. In the age of Kali, people endowed with sufficient intelligence will worship the Lord who is accompanied by his associates by performance of Sankirtan Yajna. 11.5.32. Yajna must be performed, for otherwise people will be entangled in sinful activities and will suffer immensely. Therefore, the Krishna Consciousness Movement has taken charge of introducing the chanting of Hare Krishna all over the world. This Hare Krishna movement is also Yajna, but without the difficulty involved in securing paraphernalia and qualified brahmanas. This congregational chanting can be performed anywhere and everywhere. If people somehow or other assemble together and are induced to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, all the purposes of yajna will be fulfilled. The first purpose is that there must be sufficient rain, for without rain there cannot be any produce. Anabhavanti bhutani Parjanyat anasam bhava. All necessities can be produced simply by rainfall. Kamam bhava sha parjanyat. And the earth is the original source of all necessity. Sarvakama dugha mahi. In conclusion, therefore, in this age of Kali, people all over the world should refrain from the four principles of sinful life, illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling, and in a pure state of existence should perform the simple yajna of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Then the earth will certainly produce all the necessities for life, and people will be happy economically, politically, socially, religiously, and culturally. Everything will be in proper order. So, now we can talk about Gadadhara. Pardon me. No, we'll have to talk about this purport. So, if one were to read this, Om Jnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshunamalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamma Yandadati Savadam Vikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Bhasa Diyo Bhaktivinaya Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. With no purport, you can well imagine someone who might misinterpret this. They'd be way off the mark. So if someone took this seriously without a purport, they'd be going up. So we have our purports, though. And the purport, quite important. And otherwise, one would be bewildered. What we're looking for, and there are persons and so-called brahmanas or actual brahmanas who attempt to perform yajnas even in this age, completely heedless of the fact that the Sankirtan yajna. But if someone is expert in Bhagavatam, of course, they would get to the shloka in 11.5 that we just read, Krishna Varnam Krishnam. So it'd be very unfortunate if someone would read Bhagavatam without getting it in the cyclic succession, understanding that this yajna cannot be performed, Afsameda Gavalambam, all these impossible to perform. And no qualified Brahmin, there's no wealth to perform the yajna, even if you could find a qualified Brahmana. It's Kali Yuga. And so Prabhupada stresses this purport is actually complete within itself, in that it explains our philosophy in a nutshell and the importance of the Sankirtan Yajna and the importance of this Gita verse, Yajyartha Kamanon Yatra. And Prabhupada brings in all these points very expertly, as always. This Dushmanta, he had the son Bharata, and Bharata was able to do all these things and perform these elaborate yajnas. And well, imagine, he had 55 on the Ganga, another 78 on the Jamuna, and each one, he was giving out 13,084 cows to thousands of brahmanas. Yeah, each brahman, it says. He had so many cows that each of thousands of brahmanas had a budva, 13,084. What? It's a lot of cows. Huh? It's 118 sacrifices multiplied by thousands of brahmanas. And, of course, the brahmanas are meant to be detached. We don't know what they did with all the cows. It's like Prabhupada talks about how brahmanas would get these gold plates and last yuga, they would get different paraphernalia gold. And Arjuna went to get needed wealth for Yudhisthira. He went and reclaimed all this gold in the Himalayas. The brahmanas, Prabhupada said, they'd get a plate, all this paraphernalia, and they said, what do I need this for? Just drop it, just leave it. Way up in the Himalayas, somewhere, just so it could be found. The gold, what do I need this for? So the cows, they probably gave them the vaishyas, gave them out. You know, what are you going to do with so many cows? They're Brahmin. Brahmin is meant to be sitting around studying the Shastra, or chanting and hearing, yajan, yajan, patan, patan, dana pati graha. He gets and he gives. So you can see that why this planet would be named after this Bharata. So, He Subedisha, Sankirtan. Obviously, no one in his right mind. Sometimes you could see that an advertisement in a Hindu paper or yoga journal that someone is going to perform a yajna, some rajasuya, or they think they're going to perform a. They don't have any idea what they're doing. They actually say that they're going to perform this huge yajna. Even to this day, there are people doing it. I know that they chant. They get brahmanas to chant. They don't do anything, tiny little. They do astrologically. Somebody gives money to someone, and then they do this especially in the, I know in the Maharishi group, they have astrologers, and they have brahmanas, and they pay. They get people to give some money to the astrologer. The astrologer figures out what's wrong with you, what's your remedial measure, as though they know something about it, you know. And never includes Hare Krishna, just chant Hare Krishna. The best story was about that Bhumanta Khan, that he was said to become a Muslim and had to drink boiling ghee, boiling lead. The different Bhattacharyas, they would give prescription. And so he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what should I do? Was it Subhuti Roy, actually, not Bhumanta, Subhuti Roy. And when he heard all the prescriptions, they told me I had to drink lead, I had to drink ghee, I had to do he started, Prabhupada said, he laughed. He said, this is what the nonsense Brahmins in Kali Yuga, just chant Hare Krishna, you go to Vrindavan. So that's always the prescription. It's a one size fits all. Whether one is old, young, blind, andha, gone, whether he's a woman, a Mayavadi, whoever it is, we have no other prescription. We say, of course, there's various medicines, but this is the Mahashod. Harinama Mahoshadadana Param. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving this Mahashod, the great medicine to deliver everyone in this Kali Yuga, whether he's man, child, animal, whoever it may be. The Hare Krishna mantra is good for everybody, even a child, even a dog. We've heard Prabhupada say that. So this is never prescribed, and we're very thankful to Prabhupada and to Disciplic Succession for explaining it very, very clearly. Anadvanti bhutani parjanyadana sambhava. So yajna must be given, must be done. Never given up. Pavanani manishinam. Even the most intelligent person becomes purified by performing yajna, yajna dana tapa. And it was explained the other day about yajna dana tapa. I think Dravida might have explained it. All these three things have something in common. Was that you? We're sacrificing something. They're all tapa. We're doing something. Tapanti loka tapena. Tapanti loka tapena. The devotees are performing tapasya on behalf of everyone else. We've been hearing about that in the Maharaj was talking about doing the, it's a tapasya that you fast on Ekadasi. And we should be, this should be our goal. But if someone's not, you can actually, someone can fast for them. Someone can fast for someone else. And then they get supposedly 100 times the benefit. Hari Bhakti Vala. Some things we not so sure. But there's... I read in Hari Bhakti Vilas that if you simply sprinkle the water from the little conch shell that we give out, you know, everybody's sprinkling water after Mangala Arati. So Sanatana Goswami, I mean Gopal Bhatta, whoever wrote it, according to Hari Bhakti Vilas, that simply by doing that or cultivating Tulsi, that one could deliver, what to speak of 13 generations, 90 million relatives. So where they were, what time, doesn't say where they were previous for it, but 90 million is a lot. That's like the whole country of Germany or something. That means that, obviously, they're not here now. You might have some relatives. So, Hari Bhakti Vilas says so many things there, and we have to understand them in some way. So it doesn't negate the fact that we have to do the Sankirtan Yajna. So sometimes, many times we lament, oh, the old days, we did Harinam, it was so nice. Well, that's because we were doing the yajna for this age all the time. And it evolved in a way. Probably in the beginning, he didn't tell everyone, go out in the street, just get out there 10 hours a day. But after some time, people understood, yes, we went on the street. Prabhupada actually was in Tompkins Square himself, sometimes other places, Hippie Hill. He set the example. But it's true. You practically couldn't live in a Hare Krishna temple. If you didn't want to do Harinam, it was like, sorry, you can't stay in the temple. Maybe if you wash pots all day long. I mean, I was an artist, so I got to stay back, and some of the pujaris stayed back. From the beginning, they're saying, okay, you paint. But half a day, I had to go out. And even at the press, Dravida will remember, we had to go out. In the beginning, before starting our press work, and it started in Boston, I heard, but all the devotees at the press had to go out, and there were about 25, 30 at least. Either we walked at 6 in the morning, we started, something like that, right? 6, 6:30, we go out. We would either hop a train and go downtown Manhattan, and then sometimes we had deities, small Radha Krishna deities. Or we had to go downtown Brooklyn. We'd walk about a mile and a half, 2 miles toward Borough Hall. And, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Because Prabhupada said, otherwise they'll be in Maya. Be in Maya. That's a fact. So many people are in Maya nowadays, we can see. Prabhu, can you do Harinam, like, just once a year? Oh, I have something to do, you know. This is not the yajna, therefore we don't make advancement. Without following, this is Guru Aravagya. The guru was given so many instructions, but one of his instructions, in fact, in 1969 or 70, there's a letter probably said, close the temple. You can leave one pujari. In fact, I don't know if we had deities even then. But he said, you can close the temple. Everyone must go for Harinam. And then when Bhukta started kicking in, kind of, someone either intelligently or foolishly was asking Prabhupada, well, should we stop doing Harinam and just do Bhukta distribution? Prabhupada said, no, you do both. Both. We have to keep it up. So in the beginning, we were doing the Harinam and giving out BTGs, and then gradually there were some small books. We had the second canto chapter books and like that. But this Harinam should go on. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very pleased talking in his song how the Harinam goes on. He's talking about Narad Muni Bhajayavina Radhika Ramana Ram Name, chanting the name. And when it's Shravana Jugala Gita, when it enters the 2 years, how Narad Muni becomes so ecstatic, and the demigods are actually read it in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, how all the demigods are chanting in ecstasy after the deliverance of Jagai Madhai. How are they delivered? Tarshake Jagai Madhai, by the Harinam. Nityananda was going out directly with Haridas Thakur doing the Harinam. Harinam amaho shatidana param. Some people go still, Harinam. It's such an important thing. It's not that we just chant in the temple, although we don't see that many people chanting in the temple either. But sam means, if anyone wants to bother to learn a little bit of Sanskrit, a tiny bit, as Sridhananda would say, this won't hurt. Sam means together. Many people together. Bahu Militva, meeting together and chanting together. That's Sankirtan. Nam Sankirtan, if anyone's interested. So this is Prabhupada's mission. If someone claims to be a follower of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he also had everyone out chanting. Going out. They didn't have so many ladies. When you see the picture of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's Gaudiya Math, you see all men mostly. Brahmacharis, sannyasis, some householders, vidyangas, and all. Mostly all clean shaven. So this is going on from the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Very important. That's our main mission. Vishayacharya. How to give up sense gratification. So many problems are solved when people go out and Harinam. Everyone's working together. Svastyasthi visvaskala prasiditam. Giving up the envious mentality automatically. All the neuroses disappear. Everyone's absorbed. It absorbs all the senses of all the devotees. It's so important thing. Never to be given up. Foremost. Otherwise, Bhakti Sanda Saraswati, it's a joint mess, he said. Mess, we know a mess is a mess. But mess means like in the army, the mess hall means people get together and eat. I guess it's maybe a British term, and Bhakti Sanda used it. And of course they use it in the army or whatever, services. So-called services. They have a mess hall. Everybody gets together and that's where they eat. So everyone's getting together and eating. That's nice. Everyone should eat very nice prasadam. But that's after Lord Chaitanya would engage everyone in the Harinam for 3 hours, 4 hours in the evening. Even Puri. All was hidden down in Navadvipa. But then in Puri, everyone was chanting. So this is the mission. So today is the appearance of Gadadhara Pandit. Bande Guru Nisha Bhakta Nisha Nisha Vitaragam Tat Prakasham Cha Tat Shakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakam. So he's the Shakti Man. There's no difference between the Shakti and the Shakti Man. Sometimes it's a little inconceivable. It's always inconceivable. Pancha Tata Eka Vastu Nahi Kichube. Krishna's Kaviraj says, although Krishna is one, the Panchatattva Eka Vastu is one, Naya Kichu Bhed, and there's no difference between them, still, Rasa Asvadite Tabu Vividavi Bhed. This is in the beginning of the Adi 7 chapter, which describes the Panchatattva. Prabhupada thought this is such an important part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, raise your hand if you don't know, that he put this out before anything else. Panchatattva in five features. So it's a very important chapter. Hari Lila. And what happens in that chapter? First is that this